We have breaking news. Joel Embiid is crying again. And today, he's crying about Knicks fans and the fact that they made their presence felt in Game 4, took over that arena, and made it feel like a home game for the Knicks. Joel Embiid did not appreciate that, did not like that, and he was absolutely furious with Knicks fans and, of course, with Philly fans for allowing the New York Knicks fan base to come into Wells Fargo Arena and take it over. We're going to break down his exact comments and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Joel Embiid is furious with Knicks fans after Game 4. Now, of course he would be furious. He lost the game. But that wasn't the only reason he was mad. If you watched Game 4 like I did, all you saw and heard was a contingent Knicks fan base over there. All you could hear was Jalen Brunson MVP chants ring throughout Wells Fargo Arena. Sure, you heard some smattering of boos, but you heard a lot of cheers. Honestly, sometimes when Deuce McBride would shoot the ball, all I could hear was Deuce and nothing else. Not one Philly fan seemed like they were alive. It's like the Knicks fans went in there, and no matter if there were 50 of them or 100 of them, they made sure to drown out every single other noise so you could only hear the Knicks fan base. I loved it. I appreciated it. But a lot of Philly fans, they did not like it. They absolutely hated it. A lot of the Philly players absolutely hated it. But there was one man that hated it more than anyone else. And that's the reigning MVP of the league, Joel Embiid. Take a listen to his comments after Game 4 and what he had to say about the Knicks faithful traveling to Game 4 and making their presence known. Roll the footage.
Court advantage here. How strange was it for you the past two games with the significant amount of Knicks fans in the house?
Disappointing. I love our fans. Think he's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
Disappointed. Philly's supposed to be a sports town. I was absolutely pissed off. Some quotes from Joel Embiid. Now, of course, you're going to be more mad when you lose the game. But after hearing all of the Knicks fans, all of the Knicks faithful, it makes the loss even worse. Here's the crazy part about this. Game 3, I felt like there were a lot of Knicks fans in attendance as well, too. The problem is, they really didn't have a lot to cheer for because the 76ers controlled that game more or less from start to finish, even though the Knicks did have their runs in Game 3. And then when the dirty play started happening in Game 3, it took all of the momentum out of the game. Obviously, the Knicks could never recover. And clearly, the momentum shifted all the way back to the Philadelphia 76ers. But Game 4, the Knicks would not have it. Not only did the fan base show up in droves, but you could hear them without a doubt. Whether you were watching on TV in the arena, you could be outside the arena. I'm sure you could hear the Knicks fans, them chanting MVP for Jalen Brunson, shouting for Deuce, going crazy after these blocks the Knicks have had. It was just insane to watch. Joel Embiid even said it himself. He has been playing basketball in Philadelphia for 10 years and hasn't seen anything like the Knicks fan base and them showing up to Wells Fargo Arena. That tells you one thing about Knicks fans that Jalen Brunson already knows. We travel. We make our presence felt. We are here. And once we believe in a team and we know this team is going to be good, not only for one season, but for many seasons, and we have a belief, a collective belief that if everything goes right and we're healthy, that we could go all the way, every single person in New York, if they're able to, is going to move with this team, travel with this team, and support this team. Because that's what New York does. It doesn't matter where you are. And the best part about it is, even though we went to Philadelphia, I can guarantee you, in Philadelphia, there are probably a lot of Knicks fans already there, and they were waiting for something to come out to celebrate, to cheer for. And then with this magical season we've been given by this Knicks team, they were coming out, they showed out, and they celebrated. And you have to love it, because you have to imagine, not every single person in New York made that trip. That means some of the fans who live in Philly are actual Knicks fans, while some fans in New York City travel down there. Either way, you can be upset with the fans, you could be upset with New York taking over, but you know what? It's very easy to stop the takeover. All you have to do is show up, score points, and win. Who would have ever thought? If you show up and do that, you might be able to talk after the game, brag after the game, and wouldn't say anything about the fans in attendance. You want to know how I know that? Because after game three, after the dirty victory that you guys won, nobody said anything about the fans, even though you could clearly hear Knicks fans there. Nothing about the fans then. Nothing about being upset with the fans then. But game four, of course you said it. Of course you used it, because you need another excuse. The refs weren't there anymore. You couldn't blame it on the refs. You got to the line definitely enough, so you can't blame the refs anymore. So who's left to blame? Oh, I know. Your own fan base. Bravo to that. Now, there's a great idea. Let's go ahead and attack the fan base that supported me throughout my entire regular season and this very disappointing postseason run. Because let's not forget, because I haven't forgotten, before we started this series, everybody said, even though the Knicks are facing the Sixers as the 2 seed, the Knicks are really more the 7 seed, and the Sixers, if healthy, would be the 2 seed. But I kept saying to anybody who would listen, where do we see a healthy Sixers team? Because all of that is predicated on Joel Embiid and his health. And of course, he has not been healthy during this series. He has not been healthy in the play-in. He got injured right before the end of the regular season again. He did something to that knee. He turned it in a way that did not sit well with him. And because of that, he had to miss a few games. But clearly, when the season was on the line, he started to play. He showed up and he continued to play. That's what he's doing now. But he's not the same Joel Embiid. He's not the same player. And you could blame all of the fans, Joel. You could blame the players, Joel. You could blame the organization. But I think you need to look in the mirror and blame yourself. First of all, this is karma. You don't get away with all of the bad, dirty fouls that you've done over this series and not get karma hitting you right back. This is karma saying that's not how you win. You don't win in this league by being dirty. You can try to win and maybe you'll steal a victory or two, but karma, man. It will always come back around and hit you when you least expect it. And right now, the 76ers did not expect this. They did not expect the Knicks fan base to show up the way they did in Wells Fargo Arena. They did not expect that arena to get taken over. They did not expect to be down 3-1, headed back on the road for them for game five, back to MSG for a closeout game for the Knicks. They did not expect that. And honestly, if you watch game four, when the Knicks won that game, it was like a balloon deflated in there. All the energy gone. All the motivation gone. All the momentum very firmly in the place of the Knicks. Sixers are already down. They're already out. All they're looking for right now is a team to put them out of their misery. But you know what? Jalen Brunson and the Knicks will gladly answer your request and put you out of your misery in game five tonight. It's over for you guys. It's done. I don't care what you guys think you have in you, what you guys think you have left in the tank. Game four took it all away from you. We not only took the game, we took your soul, we took your building, even have your MVP openly speaking to the media, criticizing the Philly fans. That's what New York does. We run stuff, we take over stuff, and if we don't run it yet, give us some time. We'll start to run it. Jalen probably didn't own Wells Fargo Arena before game four. Guess what? Wells Fargo Arena is now property of one Jalen Brunson. We'll give it back to you once we're done with the series. Until then, that building is MSG number two, because that's how it sounded like, thanks to the whole fan base of New York Knicks fans that went down there and supported the team. To all of you guys, to everyone that I heard, making your presence felt, I thank you. I thank you for showing up, supporting this team, and being as loud as you were. That's what we need. That's the energy that we need. You believe. I believe. We believe in this team. That's why we show up. That's why we talk like this. That's why we're hype. That's why we're excited. That's why we know we're this close from the second round, the place we were at last year. But this time around, there will not be a Miami Heat team waiting for us. There'll be another team there, either Indiana or the Bucks. Either way, the Knicks are ready for the challenge. They're going to take on all comers, and they are ending this series in five. Complain all you want to. Cry all you want to. I'm sure after the Knicks beat you down in game five on vacation in Cancun, you'll have a lot of time to cry, talk together, and think about where it went wrong. How did it go wrong for Philly this year? Why they should have probably taken the Knicks a little bit more seriously? Why Paul Reed should have absolutely shut his mouth? Easier matchup, huh? Is it easy still? Is it? I don't think so. You want to ask Jalen Brunson and his 47 piece? Pretty sure he'll tell you as well, too. It ain't easy. You thought it was easy? Made the worst mistake in your life. Keep crying, Joel. Keep crying, Philly. It's all good. New York is here. We're hype. And we are happy. Game five, so long, c'est la vie. It's over for you guys. Cancun for you, second round for us. New York, stand up. We are here. We have earned this moment. We have worked for this moment. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Acknowledge it. We're here. Let's go. New York Knicks forever. Always, we are taking game five, and we are not looking back. Let's go. But what about you guys? What do you think about Joel Embiid and his recent comments about Knicks fans and making their presence felt at Wells Fargo Arena? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.